Welcome. It's Analog Addiction's AA Meeting Podcast. It's been a long time. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Jamie Briggs, if you don't know who I am, Editor-in-Chief of AnalogAddiction.org. Also the lead PlayStation editor as well. Welcome. Thank you very much for being here. If you don't know what this is, this was the weekly Analog Addiction Podcast. We talk about everything gaming, we talk about all the news in the last week. As you can see, you know, we haven't been around since, I'm looking at it right now, September 4. That's a couple of months. Now, let's explain that. It was quite busy over the holiday season. There was a lot more reviews scheduled for me personally than I was actually looking to do. Alongside that, there were some personal issues late last year. I don't want to disclose, but they were quite hectic, to say the least. So everything was happening there. Didn't get around to doing the weekly podcast, so I apologize for that. I have been noticing a lot of you have been listening to the old episodes. They've definitely increased in, you know, how many people are actually listening to those, so thank you very much for those who have actually gone back and listened to those in hopes of looking for a new episode. In this episode, we're going to touch some housekeeping. We're going to talk about this year. We're going to go through the Game of the Year nominees for 2014, which went up only a couple of days ago. And we're going to talk about quickly what I've been playing. It should be a fairly packed show. We're going to try and keep it short, as we always try to do. But yes, firstly, housekeeping measures. I want to say one of our most faithful editors, Nathan Manning, a fellow Australian, as am I, Xbox editor. He let us know yesterday he's moving on from Analog Addiction. Other commitments and everything like that, he can't stick around. If you don't know, I was actually on a podcast, one of the AA meetings with Nathan. Really genuinely nice guy, excellent writer. I wish him all the best. And who knows, hopefully we can get him back on for either another episode or even back writing back in the future, if time commitments allow. So yes, thank you very much for all your effort, Nathan. If you are listening to this, you did some excellent work, and it is sad to see a fellow Australian from Analog Addiction go. Now, following on with the housekeeping, I do like the AA meeting format. I do like that at all, like 100%. I do think that, you know, the fact it is each week, you know, we sort of, you know, miss out on a lot of news, and the news that we don't get up on the site is usually hard to talk about, just to how much there is, and, you know, just how time constraints and all this. So I'm going to be frank with you. I am looking at new ways that we can possibly, you know, still sort of refresh this, maybe a weekly show, maybe some, like, well, we're already doing weekly, I mean, like a daily show, maybe. It all depends on time constraints, and that's really the main thing that's that held this podcast back since episode 70. But I do want to keep going with it. You know, we have a long history now, which is something that Analog Addiction, you know, we've almost been running for 2.5 years now. So we've 71 episodes of this. You know, it's something I want to keep going. It's something where we actually have a legacy that we can continue to strive forward with. The main problem with this is that you always sort of have to deal with my voice, and you either love it or hate it in that regard. It's just a workaround of, you know, everyone at AA is in different time zones, different time locations, trying to get everything designated to one time zone, one time where everyone's going to meet up and do it. The amount of chances of something actually coming in and interrupting that is very, very high. So, I'm thinking of other ways to do that. I do know our YouTube subscriber base is sort of increasing at a slower pace. I want to do a lot more Let's Plays for that. Again, it's all about time constraints and how much we actually have. I have a new mic, though, so that's sort of making it a little bit easier. I wouldn't mind, you know, replaying some games, giving you a little bit of footage. I'm looking to try and get the Skylanders Platinum, so I might try and do some Let's Plays of that, maybe some Dragon Age Inquisition, something along those lines. But, you know, always looking to try and improve what we're doing here at Analog Addiction, even if it is just literally YouTube videos on each, you know, the daily news and all that sort of summary, that actually might be interesting. You know, you get to hear about the news and what we thought about it each day, rather than waiting an entire week, everyone's already spoken about the news or something like that. We want to get as much contact to you as quickly as possible. We want to talk about it with you, the fans, the readers. You are the guys that keep us going. You are the guys that make everything we do worthwhile. And we definitely want to keep striving to make sure that you get the very best. And that you love what we're doing as much as we love what we're doing. So we're gonna keep trying to work towards that. It's 2015, you know, we're just starting off this year, but we want to make sure it's a big year for Analog Addiction. So we're going to be trying our very, very best for that. Next on the checklist here is what I've been playing. Now, to be honest, ever since maybe middle of last month, I've been playing Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth. Now, I only just finished that last night. I'm talking over 80 hours I've put into this game over the holiday period, and I'm sort of glad to be done with it. My whole Christmas period was going to be catching up on backlog titles, and, you know, I caught up on a few just before this game arrived for review. But, yeah, I didn't get into as much as I wanted, as I've been focusing on this one. But everything about this game I quite like. Now, if you are a Persona fan, you would definitely be at home here. I hadn't played Persona 3 beforehand. I'll give clarification there. But I played a hell of a Persona 4 Golden. So, you know, I knew what was going on. I had an idea. Those that haven't played Persona before, you know, you might be a little bit confused once you drop in, like, just jump into it. Simply because they don't really explain too much of it. They sort of just assume that you will know. And that's, you know, fair. It is sort of, it is very much loyal to its fans. In that regard, you know, you do a lot of, people have said Etrian Odyssey type stuff, sort of, you know, first person going through dungeons and all that sort of stuff. Now, me personally, I haven't played an Etrian Odyssey game, so I'm going to take people's words for that. But I quite liked it. You know, it's on the 3DS. You use your stylus on the bottom screen. You're drawing the map as you go. You're sort of really just keeping track of where everything is and shortcuts and all that sort of stuff. And it's good stuff. I quite like this. The combat is very much, you know, it's very strategic, very in-depth. This is all to do with the sort of Pokemon-like weakness, strength, that sort of thing. Nothing really has, like, a strength base to it, so if you're hitting, like, ice with ice, you're still going to do damage. You're just not going to get a weak boost. If you do utilize elements and get that weak boost, you get to go first next turn, and you also don't have to use any more of your skill points. It's very much risk, reward, and then sort of, you know, I'll soften him up with the electricity shot, get that weak boost, and then use my stronger attack, so I'm using less SP. It's very much that sort of aspect. I will say there's a lot of puzzles in this that are very much, very mind-bending, and just for the fact that, you know, the clues they give are not that, you know, great. I won't lie, there was a few of them where I actually had to go online, look about what was actually needing to be done, and go about it. But then there's a few other puzzles that are literally just testing to see if you can get from one location to the next in the smallest amount of steps. And I like that sort of stuff. But story itself, a little bit sluggish. It's quite slow to really get into what actually is happening. But the character interactions, as you know from a Persona game, are top-notch. But yes, I will be hoping to write that one out tomorrow. Have it up by tomorrow afternoon. We're talking Friday, Australian time, Thursday, American time, depending where you are, where you're listening. So that's coming very soon. I know I've been giving updates over the Instagram of how many hours I put in and where I am located in the game. But that will be happening very, very soon. So just keep an eye out for that. What was the other thing? Was there something else I needed to say? I can't remember what I said earlier. Can't remember. Anyways, we'll go straight into Game of the Year nominees. They were just revealed, actually. After, you know, we changed up the formula a little bit this year. Instead of having everyone vote in December and leaving it until we got the finals in January, we let everyone just, over the Christmas break, you know, get into the games they need to get into, so they sort of have an idea of what game is deserving of nominees and everything like that. And I think this way worked a lot better. It allowed everyone to have their time with their games, play what they need to play, and from there, you know, getting a better idea of what is Game of the Year. And I do think that this was a more successful way. I think giving everyone a lot more time to try and get into everything they need to get into was the best way to go about it. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is how we do it next year as well. So basically, we've got I'll go through some of the awards. I don't want to go through everyone. I don't want everyone to be sitting here for like 30 minutes while I go through them all. We've got Visuals of the Year, Child of Light, Dragon Age Inquisition, Assassin's Creed Unity, Infamous Second Son, and Valiant Hearts The Great War. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm only one voter. All the staff are going through all these, so I'm just going to give a personal opinion on some stuff. I thought Assassin's Creed Unity, aside from the problems, looked gorgeous. I gave that game a 6.5, but it did look visually gorgeous. Same with Infamous. I thought that it was astoundingly good. But then you have the other side of the spectrum, where it's Child of Light and Valiant Hearts, which are very much art style, stylistic sort of thing. So anyone could win here. Soundtrack of the Year, Dragon Age Inquisition. Now, be prepared to hear that name a lot during these nominees. Sunset Overdrive, Transistor, Super Smash Bros, and Destiny. Now, Destiny did rub me quite the wrong way. I played a lot of it, so I feel like I'm allowed to speak about that. I'm allowed to explain why I don't like it, and I can go into depth into Destiny. But basically, here there's a lot of great games in here. Destiny did have a great soundtrack. I put a lot of time into Super Smash Bros at my friend's place the other day. Excellent soundtrack. Transistor, excellent soundtrack. I can't talk on Dragon Age Inquisition or Sunset. I haven't played either of those, but some really worthy games here. PC Game of the Year, Alien Isolation, South Park The Stick of Truth, Transistor, Dragon Age Inquisition, and Castlevania 2, Lords of Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, sorry. Again, there's some great titles here. Transistor going out for its second nominated award, and Alien Isolation even gets a go here. PlayStation Vita. Now, this is mostly directed at me, this category. I've been playing a lot of Vita this year. Most of these games here I played a bunch of. The Wolf Among Us, Danganronpa, Trigger Happy Havoc, Child of Light, Velocity 2X, and Tales of Hearts. I reviewed 4 out of 5 here. They're all worthy games. They're all really, really good. I personally have a real good love for Velocity, Child of Light, and Danganronpa. I finally got around to purchasing Danganronpa 2 the other day, so I'm looking to get into that eventually. For PlayStation 3 Game of the Year, Child of Light, Dragon Age Inquisition, Dark Souls 2, Risen 3, Titan Lords, and Assassin's Creed Rogue. Now, I played a bunch of Dark Souls 2, loved it. I absolutely love Child of Light. Assassin's Creed Rogue wasn't so much of a love for me. It was better than Unity. But again, this award can go to anyone. PlayStation 4-wise, we have The Evil Within, Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, The Infamous Second Son, Dragon Age Inquisition, and Child of Light. Those last two are in a bunch of categories this year. Exclusive-wise, you can't go past Infamous, but then, Dragon Age had a lot of love from everyone. Middle-Earth, I put a lot of time into that. I did enjoy it, but I wouldn't say it's one of the best this year. That's just me personally speaking. Evil Within, I haven't touched on yet. Nintendo 3DS Game of the Year. Super Smash Bros., Mario Golf World Tour, and Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth. As you can tell from my upcoming review, I quite like Persona Q. I gave it the ups. Me and a few editors who own a 3DS were talking about this one. And it's going to be tight between these three, that's for sure. For the Wii U, we have Valiant Hearts, Mario Kart 8, Super Smash Bros., Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, and Child of Light. Super Smash Bros., Mario Kart, both excellent games. I haven't played Donkey Kong. But, aside from that, two artistic games thrown in there, so there's some definitely good quality in that. Xbox 360, we have Far Cry 4, Dark Souls 2, Dragon Age Inquisition, Child of Light, Forza Horizon 2. Now, Eric, Xbox editor, has praised Forza Horizon 2. He's loved it so much. Far Cry 4, Nathan did review it. He loved it as well, and a lot of people are loving Far Cry 4 as well. Xbox One Game of the Year, Child of Light, Dragon Age Inquisition, Sunset Overdrive, Far Cry 4, and Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Now, Call of Duty is the odd one here. This is our only nomination of the year, but the only category they were actually in. Very good game. I quite loved Call of Duty Advanced Warfare this year. I did a whole Let's Play of every single mission. I really enjoyed it. Sunset, I haven't got around to playing, but it's full of quality. And now the main award. Now, Child of Light, I was a big runner for Child of Light. It didn't make the final five in this one, but it's my personal game of the year. What we have is Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor, Sunset Overdrive, Dragon Age Inquisition, Far Cry 4, and Super Smash Bros. Wii U. There is a lot of quality titles in this. It's going to be tight between everyone. Now, I want to say we want to get the, you know, awards given out by Tuesday next week, which is January 12th, Australian time, and January 12th American time and January 13th Australian time. So we're going to be voting for that over the weekend, and then we're going to go from there. So make sure you keep an eye out. This will be our third annual awards. The Walking Dead won first up, and then The Last of Us. So whoever wins this is definitely in some illustrious crowd there. So just keep an eye out for that. So, yes, I will hopefully be around next week. We can talk about who won and why they won and how much love they got. I know last year we did a sort of roundup with a few editors, a long roundup. I don't know if that's going to happen this year, but we will see. Lastly, this is what I want to talk about just for Game of the Year. Like I said, Nathan has left us now. We were pushing to get more editors last year. I just want to clarify some things. Now, we have a whole post on the site. You know, you can go read it, you can go check it out. All you need to go on analogaction.org, top left hand corner, contributors wanted. Now, these are non-paid positions, but let me explain. We get things. We get review copies, we get access to press events, we go to press exhibits, those sort of things. There are a lot of privileges for writing with analogaddiction.org. And we're looking for just editors that want to not only improve their writing skills and, get a sort of taste of what it's like to be in the industry, have those contacts, get that experience sort of thing. We're looking at people that are committed, want to just, have fun, talk with everyone, make some new friends with the staff. We are now hiring no matter what console you have. We are preferencing to Xbox and Nintendo editors, but we're definitely looking for anyone that wants to write. So if you are considering, you write for fun on a blog or something like that, and you want to sort of expand what you do, have your stuff seen by a lot more people, then we're definitely looking for you. All you need to do is contact us at analogaddiction@hotmail.com. Like I said, on the site you'll be able to find all the details there. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Twitter at JamieAA. I will answer every tweet you have. Any questions you have about it, we will definitely... I will definitely go out of my way to make sure I reply. But as I said, we're looking to make a bigger year in Analog Addiction, the best year in Analog Addiction history this year. I'm going to be putting in a lot of time to get the site where it needs to be. So like I said, there's going to be some changes. I do want to start working on some different sort of aspects. Have all our social media and site all work to correlate with one another to provide a great experience for everyone. But still sort of providing you with the really top-notch reviews that we have been providing, constant news and all that stuff. So nothing's going away. It's sort of just expanding on what we have, make it more stronger together, and moving on from there. So if you ever want to contact anyone from Analog Addiction, you can simply tweet at Analog Addiction. You can always email us, analogaddiction@hotmail.com. You can always contact me personally, JamieAA on Twitter. Go like us on Facebook. We're getting slowly closer to 700 likes. We want to start doing contests again, and I do promise they will all be weekly. So keep an eye out for that. And what better way than to just, like, and then you know exactly when they're up. Alongside that, you can always go to our Facebook group, Analog Addiction. We talk about everything gaming. Staff are in there. And of course the readers, you know, we talk about everything gaming we can. And that's where, if we're doing interviews or something along those lines, we're going to go there, we're going to ask you guys what you want us to ask, and we will definitely go out of our way to make sure that happens. But yes, 2015, the year Analog Addiction really comes into its own, and we want to change and evolve with you. So all I ask is that, you know, any feedback you throw my way, we will definitely take it on board, and we will work our way to making this a better experience for everyone. Whoa, what a serious episode. So, thank you very much. That was episode 71 of the AA meeting. Like I said, it's been a long time coming, a couple of months. My apologies for that. We'll try and get these up a lot more frequently. But until then, make sure you follow Analog Addiction everywhere. Go to the site, check out the articles, and look out for my Persona Q very, very soon. But keep on gaming as well. You gotta make sure you do that. Until then, I will see you on the next AA meeting.